This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Ukraine is accusing Moscow of forcing hundreds of thousands of civilians to Russia to try to get Kyiv to surrender. Moscow says those civilians want to be in Russia. Ukrainian and Russian ground troops have battled to a near stalemate around Kyiv, the capital, and other areas. President Biden is in Brussels, Belgium. President Biden visits Ukraine's neighbor Poland today, his final stop in Europe. The AP's Mike Gracia.
After taking part in a flurry of meetings in Brussels with NATO, the Group of Seven, and members of the European Council, President Joe Biden jets to Poland today, continuing the trip of solidarity for Ukraine. Yesterday, Biden and Western allies said new sanctions will be imposed on Russia and more humanitarian aid will be provided to Ukraine.
The United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance.
On Ukrainian refugees, the president announced,
"We'll welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Senate appears on track to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first black woman on the Supreme Court. But
after more than 30 hours of hearings,
I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's quick statement could prompt many Republicans to follow suit.
I'm disappointed with Senator McConnell's decision, but I'm not surprised.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin's been privately lobbying GOP colleagues to back Jackson and says it'll be sad if this becomes a strictly party line vote. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea says its test fired its biggest yet intercontinental ballistic missile. Analysts say North Korea is trying to force the U.S. to accept it as a nuclear power. A new AP poll finds that about 7 in 10 Americans say the U.S. economy is in bad shape. This is AP News. Got a favorite movie this year? The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel's got a list of the Best Picture nominees.
Which movie will walk away with the Best Picture Oscar this year? Here's how the competition shapes up.
And now, I have a special treat.
With 10 nominees for Best Picture, there is no clear frontrunner, but it is expected that Dune, The Power of the Dog, and Coda are among the favorites. Lately, the tide has been turning toward Coda. It won top prize at both the Screen Actors Guild and the Producers Guild Awards, and both of those have been reliable predictors of Oscar night success. In the acting categories, expected lead winners are Will Smith for King Richard and Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Supporting wins are expected for Tony Kutzer for Coda and Ariana DeBose for West Side Story. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
CNN Plus streaming service is set to launch next Tuesday. News, interviews, politics. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.